Rozad is last year. You know, I think everybody's seen the way he handled, you know, that situation. You know, he kind of let it roll off his back and came in, played well for us, played hurt for us. It's not going to his head. I know that. I know the way he works every day in practice. And I know the guys out there are comfortable with him. He got a big paycheck last year. He's just the same guy, you know. And so we don't look at him as changing, you know, one bit, no matter how the season goes, one way or the other.
Charles, can you talk about why the Bears have had success against this team in recent years?
I don't know. They shouldn't have, though. But we'll fix that Sunday.
any when you look back at the tape, any common issues?
Just mistakes on our part. You know, I don't see a team that just, you know, came in here and just whooped us. You know, a couple of times we've been in the game, and late in the game we've made a mistake and let them score, and then the game kind of gets out of hand. But, you know, it's all on us. If we do what we got to do in this room, this locker room, we'll be all right.
Charles, you guys took the ball a lot in the preseason. You were very good at picking off the ball last year, but it seems that when you have this attacking, aggressive scheme, more things are in front of you in terms of the secondary. Can we expect higher numbers this year? Do you guys have the confidence you can take it away when you need to?
I believe so. You know, I think that, you know, the way we play now, you know, more of a zone concept playing off, you know, you get tips and overthrows and those type of things. So those will factor into it as it was, you know, last year, always having our back to the ball and chasing receivers. You never really got those opportunities. So you almost had to be perfect, you know, on certain things. But now, you know, you're able to read, sit, attack, you know, and just see the ball in the air. You know, we got athletes on this team. So we got guys that can react to the ball well and, you know, pluck that thing out of the air. So. We look forward to some big numbers this year.
Did you win the pool?
I did not. First time, Nick? I did not. Tremont Williams, man. He had the most picks. I forget how many, but he ran away with it this year.
All right.
Yeah. So I've been dethroned.
Sorry to bring up the
Is that only the team, or do you include 7-on-7 in that?
Yeah, everything. Everything is included.
So one-on-one is even two, or?
No, not one-on-one. I think we kind of cut it out once we kind of started doing the cards.
Yeah.
But, you know, early in camp, he was
small sevens and
all of that.
Oh, wow.
All of that.
Is it bigger than normal, or is it as big as it would be no matter who it is in week one?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just the magnitude of week one. At the same time, it's a Sunday night game, so it's a prime time game. Adding the fact that it's the Bears, you know, it makes it a big game, but at the same time, it's our first game, so it's our first real test for this season. So I think it's just that first game that makes it, you know, that much more important.
As a student of the game and what's going on out there, are you kind of eager to see Jay Cutler in this Bears offense?
I'm really eager to see our defense, you know, to see what we do regular season-wise. You know, I think we've put some expectations out there for us this season with the preseason that we had. And anything less than that would be, you know, disappointing for us and for the fans as well. So, you know, we've set the bar high for ourselves. So we got a, you know, tall order ahead of ourselves.
You've been quoted as saying you're particularly eager, maybe as eager as ever, to get this thing started. Would you have thought that you'd be here and going in terms of confidence in the division, in the defense, when you made the switch, in terms of where you are to starting the regular season?
You know, I didn't think we'd, you know, come as far as fast, I don't think. I think that, you know, this defense is a tough defense, so you know it's going to take a while for people to kind of, you know, gel to it and get into a rhythm. But, you know, we've come along real fast, and I'm eager to see how we fare on Sunday night. You know, we got to play a full game, no more, you know, quarter here and a half here. You know, you got to put a full game together, so. I'm excited about it, and I think we'll do well.
Do you feel like you can kind of unleash it now? I mean,
absolutely. You know, we, you know, in the preseason, you hold a lot of things back. You know, you maybe run 10 or 12 defenses. We have 100 and some defenses, so, you know, there'll be a lot of things that we can pull from that pack, from the packages that we have, and play on Sunday. So it'll be some fun to finally go out there and just give it everything we got.
Being so vanilla, for lack of a better word, in the preseason, Would you rather you ran more stuff in the preseason to at least get some run throughs as opposed to at half or three quarter speed?
Nah, we practice every day. That's what we practice for. Of course, the team we play on Sunday will give us more looks, than what we've seen in practice, but we've practiced against everything. So, preseason games, you can practice on some things that'll pretty much be, the staple of our defense. But, we got a lot of time, we've had a lot of time in training camp to get those things down. So we'll be ready on Sunday.
What concerns you about him at quarterback? Why is he such a dangerous quarterback?
Oh, he doesn't really concern me. My concern is just how well we'll play. If we play well, it won't matter.
None at all.
No.
Did you expect a different look from them, drastically different from the...
No, they are who they are. Jake can make every throw. He's a good quarterback, but, their offense is what they are. So we don't see a whole lot changing. And, like I say, as long as we go out and do what we're supposed to do, we'll be fine. Not so much as people talking about it. I think it's the feeling, it's the excitement that's, kind of buzzing around the locker room. And, of course, it's come from the games that we played in preseason. So we feel good about how far we've come. And, we're just excited to get out there in the regular season and just, pin our ears back, so to speak, and get after the Chicago Bears. So we look forward to that. Are we ready? We ready. You ever seen those horses, on the racetrack before they open those doors? It's kind of like that. We're ready to run.
Did you think there would be some adjustment in growing pains, though? Are you a little surprised?
There's still going to be some growing pains. I think the preseason was what it was. But, like I said, we played a quarter, everybody in the starter-wise, we played a quarter in the second preseason game, a half in the third. So we haven't played a full game. So there's still going to be some growing pains, but I think with what we have and where we are right now, we've come a long way fast, so we feel good about going into the game.
Thanks, Josh. Mm-hmm.